Ahava and blessings, welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in awakening, embodying, integrating, remembering our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy, and a sound healer. Welcome to this episode. In this episode, I'm going to channel and talk about our soul contract, our soul mission, our purpose. This is something that is coming through quite loudly during this Cancer portal, this portal of Tammuz. And it is something that I'm sure is on a lot of our minds, because I don't know about you, but particularly me, before my solar return, which will be in a few weeks, actually in a little over a week, I get reflective and I start thinking about, what have I accomplished? What do I still have to do? And then I start thinking, you know, and reflecting upon whether or not I am fulfilling my soul's purpose. And I know a lot of my clients and my friends also have had similar things come up in readings, in energy healing sessions. So it's very important and relevant during this time, particularly because the Cancer portal is all about, it's all about our alignment, it's about purification, and it's all about Cancer, because Cancer is the sign through which all souls come into this world. Even though that's not your solar sign, it's still the portal through which souls are birthed. So it's very important to become aware of what this energy is bringing up for you. And Cancer, because it's aligned to our soul, because it's ruled by the moon, and the moon is our emotions, and the moon also has something to do with Saturn, has a connection to Saturn, and Saturn is the taskmaster, the one that wants you to be on your mission and doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. It is very important for us to ask ourselves and to reflect upon whether or not we are fulfilling our soul contract. Because when we're not, that's when life gets more chaotic and more messy, and things happen to push us in the direction of your mission. So how do you know if you are fulfilling your soul's purpose? Well, one sign would be that you feel aligned. Even some days you may feel off, but overall you feel a sense of fulfillment, you feel a sense of completion, you sense a feeling that you're doing the things that you're doing, you're passionate about what you're doing, you love what you're doing. It's not work. It's not like, oh, I have to do this video, or I have to record this podcast. For me, it's about, okay, what do I need to share in this moment? What is the most relevant and timely thing that can benefit the most people? And I approach my work, in quotations, through that lens. How can I be of service? And service is part of my mission. My moon is in Virgo, and Virgo is the priestess. Virgo is the about mission and service. And Cancer is the divine feminine. So Cancer is that great nurturing divine mother, that Ima Ila, that energy of nurturing and alignment with the feminine and creation and creativity and birthing and fertility, and that energy of connecting with your intuition and knowing, just allowing yourself to trust your knowing. So your mission has to do with, well, let me back up a bit. Your mission, your first and primary mission is to be, to remember who you are, and remember you are infinite, and just be. So from that perspective of having remembered that you are part of infinite oneness consciousness, and everything and everyone is a part of you, and you are a part of them, and everything is a reflection of you from that perspective, then we exist, and we know that all we need to do to be of service is to be in alignment with the infinite light. So this can express in many different ways. This can express as motherhood or fatherhood. This can express itself in terms of your work. This can express in terms of your relationship. So there is no one way that your mission is manifest. So take off that pressure of like, it has to look a certain way, because it doesn't. And your mission, your alignment with your soul is going to change at different points in time in your life. There will be points in time in your life when, in my case, I will be more aligned with motherhood and with nurturing. And then there will be other points in time when I will be more aligned with teaching and with sharing and with channeling. So there are different points in time. There are points in time, in even in one day, where in this one point in time, I'm being a nurturing and supporting spouse, and in the next, I'm expressing my mission. Let me rephrase that. I'm expressing my mission as a teacher or as a healer or as a channeler. So it changes. There is no one way that your mission will express. However, there are ways that you can be more in alignment with your mission. So I talk about intuition a lot. And intuition is something that in Western cultures, we are quite divorced from. Just like we are divorced from our body, we are divorced from our creative infinite potential that exists within us. We're divorced from, we stick to the mental and what we can see. If we cannot see it, we're taught that somehow it's not as valuable. And intuition, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, is something that we can't see, we can't touch. It's not tangible. So we often brush aside our intuitive hits because we're not taught that it's important. And your intuition is one of your greatest weapons and one of your greatest assets and attributes that will align you even more with your mission, with expressing your mission. And some things that can get away with the get in the way of expressing our mission are fear, our doubts, insecurity, anywhere we don't feel we're worthy, anywhere we're still holding on to past hurts and wounds. All of these color, they become lenses through which we receive information and through which we give information. And when we do that, we distort the energy. We distort the frequency of what we are here to share, what we're channeling. So this is why during this portal in particular, and in every portal, it's very important to take your practice seriously. It's very important to do your practices, to develop some kind of spiritual practice that brings you back into alignment, that brings you back into harmony. Because without it, then we're operating and we're creating and we're manifesting from a space that is kind of tainted. It's pretty toxic because it's all of our stuff. It's all of our karma, our traumas, our limiting beliefs, the stuff that we inherited from our great grandparents, the stuff that we inherited from our parents, the stuff that we, you know, took on from social media, from our friends group, from our family. You know, all of that stuff is not ours and it doesn't help us. And we often see these, they come up the most strongly when we are triggered. Our triggers are wonderful allies in the discovery of your mission, because your triggers allow you to clear away the gunk and what is not in alignment, what is not in service. If you are willing to look it in the face, you can liberate yourself from that trauma, that karma, that limiting belief, that lens, that veil that no longer serves you. And when you do that, then you evolve into a different iteration of yourself that is more embodying your soul. Because your soul, we only embody part of our soul, because most of our soul is in our arc line. You know how in those religious icons, in those beautiful paintings, every sage, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, they're all the holy people. They're always depicted with this brilliant golden light out above their heads. That's your arc line. It, I guess, would be kind of your soul star chakra as well. So it's that space. So your book of life, the contract, your soul contract is up there. Your soul is up there for the majority part, because most of us walk around unaware, unconscious, and so we continue to create from our traumas, our karmas, our limiting beliefs, our past lives, all of that. So all of that stuff we can create with. However, when we awaken, we can bring down more of our soul and create from a space of infinite light, so infinite possibility. We can, because we are taking the time to clear away all of those traumas and all of that baggage that isn't ours. So some examples of ways that you can sabotage yourself would be by giving into fear. And fear is something that has been used to control and manipulate and subjugate for millennia. So fear is a very potent program, and it is one that it takes a lot to undo, because it's a base need. Every human being, the root chakra is what forms first, and the root chakra is basically your sense of safety, of protectedness, of your grounding, and it's your sense of security, your safety. So all of the first chakra needs need to be met in order for us to feel safe enough to start delving into these patterns and these fears. And the fear is in that first chakra, because there's that fear of not being accepted. There's that fear of not having enough. There's that fear of not being able to support yourself. There's that fear of being ostracized, of being ridiculed. There's that, then there could be guilt, there could be shame. If you happen to be intuitive and have channeling gifts, then there could be fears that are related to, you know, losing your family, losing your children, being burned at the stake. That happened only a few hundred years ago, that mystics were, you know, put to the torch and they were killed because they had gifts that allowed them direct communion with the divine, and that was incredibly threatening to the powers that were. So there are many things that can interfere with you expressing your mission. Fear is one of them. Fear is probably number one of them. Fear, doubt, insecurity, lack of confidence, self-worth, not feeling you're good enough, you know, having that, well, who am I to share this attitude? You know, because some of us, we were taught false humility, that, you know, oh, you don't draw attention to yourself. And by you showing that you have certain gifts, you are essentially showing yourself to be different. And sometimes different is not, quote unquote, normal. And then that brings up different fears within us. So there's fears, and there's the expression. Because expressing our gifts, sharing our gifts, can fill some of us with a lot of dread and a lot of anxiety and a lot of doubt. So it really is important for us to do the work to connect to our womb space, our space of creation, to purify the waters of our womb, to purify our vessel, because your physical body is the vessel through which you chose that to incarnate in this vessel, because you knew this vessel was going to be necessary in you fulfilling your soul contract, which brings me to soul contract. Soul contract. Your soul contract, the book of life, is the agreements that you entered into before incarnating, that you're going to be born into a certain family, into a certain cultural diaspora, into a certain set of circumstances. You choose your father and your mother. You choose your siblings. You choose your family unit. Now, this may feel better for you if you are not the black sheep. Well, let me rephrase that. If you're not the rainbow sheep of the family, this may feel very triggering So if you feel like you're a part of your family and everything is great, then, you know, you're gonna feel that this is your soul group. However, if you're like me and you're like, I don't understand, then you may not be in the same soul family as your physical family. Now, this can happen for a variety of reasons, because look, when a man and a woman join in union, they can either consciously call down a soul to be birthed, and this is something very, very beautiful that in my pre and postnatal yoga teacher training, I studied with my teachers, and it's very beautiful because it says that there basically are no accidents. You choose the body, you choose the incarnation, you choose your family, you basically choose everything, but you don't choose how you will react. That's where free will comes in. So I believe there are some tribes, I think it's in Africa, where the woman, when she wants to conceive, she goes out into nature and she just sets the intention, or she prays. I can't remember exactly how it goes down, but she sets the intention / prays to receive. She wants to conceive a child, so she wants to receive that child's song. And once she receives that child's song, my crown chakra is tingling. So, okay, very important. So once you receive that child's song, she calls in that child. So she calls in that child with that song, the energy of that child into her womb. So when she and her partner are making love, they consciously sing this song. They make a ritual out of it, and they bring down this energy of this soul to be born to them. And it's making me tear up because it's very, very beautiful. And then what happens in this village is once the child is born, like once it gets older, if it does something wrong, the way that they bring that child back and they teach that child right from wrong is they sing that child's song to that child. They sing that child's song to remind that child, this is who you are. This expression that you just did, that's not your true nature. So it's all about remembering your true essence, which is what we are here to do, because we are born forgetting. We are born forgetting who we are in order to see if we can remember. And when we can remember, everything opens up for us. So understanding your soul's voice is a very important part of embodying your mission. Knowing what is that song, because maybe your parents are probably like mine and they weren't like conscious as to, you know, embodiment and conscious conception, which is what I'm talking about, and they just wanted to conceive, or it was an accident, quote unquote accident. There are no accidents, remember. So this child is then born not necessarily a part of that soul group, because that child wasn't called in consciously. Doesn't mean that child still doesn't have an agreement with that family, because it does. We do have an agreement with our family. We have an agreement with our parents. And I think those of us who are rainbow sheep, I think our mission is particularly important because we are here to show our family that it's okay. That it's okay to remember, that it's okay to be different, that it's okay to be fully embodied. And this is what the great teachers, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, the great mystics, this is what they taught. They taught ascension, but not ascension to escape your physical body in this earthly world. They taught ascension to bring in that infinite light of creation, to bring in the heaven and manifest it here on this earth. So it's really beautiful when you think about, if you are in the process of wishing to conceive a child, to really meditate on that child's energy, to bring in that child that is in alignment with the highest evolution of its expression and also yours, because we are here to support the children that come in embodying and expressing their full essence, their soul. And remembering is part of our soul contract. We chose to forget, to have temporary amnesia, and then to remember through a series of life trials, through maybe it's a book, maybe it's an experience with a person or certain groups of people or a class you took or an art project. However it is that we begin to remember and then continue down that journey, that's exactly how we needed to remember. So many of us also think that, oh well, I'm doing my mission, but I'm not far enough along. And this is a fallacy. You are exactly where you need to be. Everywhere you are in this moment is exactly where you need to be. Your experiences that led you to this point are perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with them. Everything happened as it needed to happen in order for you to get to this point where you are this awake, where you are this to this point on your journey where you are continuing to awake, because there really is no, oh, well, I'm awake and I'm done. No, it's layers and layers that we unravel in order to pursue, which that word doesn't feel right, but in order to achieve, in order to embody, that's better, in order to embody your frequency and your energy, there are your soul. There are things that needed to happen, things that needed to wake you up, to shake you up to the core, to get you into those dark nights of the soul so you can emerge like a phoenix does from the ashes and be rebirthed. And how many of us have had how many rebirths? It's like, it feels like an endless cycle, because it is. And that is another teaching of Cancer. Cancer teaches us that everything is a cycle. Everything is an endless cycle of death, life, rebirth, rebirth, life, death. It's just, life is this cycle. We see it in nature. And what's interesting is Eastern cultures, they get it. Like they understand the cyclical nature of life, the spirals in life. And it is beautiful. And I think the Westerner needs to, it would behoove us, let me take away the need, it would behoove us to align a bit more with the cyclical nature of life, knowing that yes, there is linear time because we chose to engage in linear time in this iteration, in this incarnation on this earth plane to experience the game called life as a human being. However, there is also cyclical time. And we enter into cyclical time when we are in devotion, when we are seeking, meditating, doing a sound healing, receiving a sound healing, receiving an energy healing, when we are walking in nature, when we are, if meditation is, if drawing or art, making art is a meditation for you, that would be a way for you to get in touch with this cyclical nature of life. And the more that we can align with the endless spirals and cycles, and the moon, aligning with the moon is another way to come into alignment with these cycles. The more we do that, the more that we will embody our soul essence. We will embody our soul contract. We will be fulfilling our mission and our purpose. So fear, doubt, lack, separation, all these programs. Separation, let's talk about separation, because that's another one that brings us out of alignment with our soul and our purpose and our mission. Separation is any time that you're judging, any time that you are thinking that something or someone is outside of you, is either better or worse, or you're better or worse, or any kind of judgment instantly brings us into separation. The desire to define ourselves as I'm, fill in your adjectives, all that does is to separate you from your own infinite oneness, because you're identifying with your physical nature, with this earth dualistic programs. You're identifying with programs of this dualistic earth plane when we identify and associate ourselves with certain energies. However, in your true essence, your soul is so limitless that you can't even fathom how limitless you are. Your soul is so infinite, it's truly cosmic infinite oneness. It's at one with that infinite frequency that we call God, Goddess, Allah, the Divine. Doesn't matter what we call it. We are one with this energy. This is your true essence. However, when we start to bring ourselves down into the earth plane, we do need to identify at first as, okay, well, I'm female, or I'm this, I'm whatever. I've trained myself so much to not think of myself as certain things. I'm a woman, I'm Latina, I'm Spanish, I've trained myself to see beyond all of those labels, that it's even hard for me to begin this show and say, I'm a Reiki master, Magdalene priestess. I'm just like, that's so limiting. That's like, those are words that attempt to define who I am, and yet only cover like a small fraction of an accurate description of what it is that I do and what it is that I embody. And this is the same with labels. Any label that you put on yourself, it can be, I'm a cancer survivor. You're claiming that as your frequency. And that puts you in the cancer survivor. Many people have overcome cancer. However, that claiming that as your identity, in my view, what it does is it keeps that veil upon you, that you are sick, that you did endure this awful suffering and this trial. However, there's so much more to someone who is a cancer survivor than being a cancer survivor. So even though it can be helpful under certain limited amount of circumstances, what it really does in terms of our psyche and our spirit is it puts us in a box. It puts us in a little category. And we are not categories. We are not a computer program. We cannot be defined by such overly simplistic labels as man, woman, gay, straight, you know, black, white. That there's so much more to your nature that is not even encompassed by words, because it's your frequency, it's your energy. And the more that we align with our energy, the more that we align with our soul, with the embodiment of our soul, the more that we will live from this space of infinite expression and not allow ourselves to be so narrowly defined by earthly labels. While they may still be necessary under certain set of circumstances, You choose how you utilize them. And that is the gift that one has. We are able to choose how we express, how we express our mission in a way that is able to benefit the most people, our families, our friends, our loved ones. This is why we are here. We are here to inspire, to uplift, to bring hope, to bring love, to bring joy, to bring beauty, to bring grace, to bring peace. The more that we ally ourselves only within the parameters of certain, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat, it doesn't matter what it is. Pick your label. All it's doing is creating separation. And when we create separation, we begin the process of divorcing ourselves from our infinite oneness, from God, Goddess, from Source Consciousness. And then in that separation, that is sin. Because that is what Yeshua called sin. Yeshua called sin anything that brings us out of our oneness. So if it creates separation, we are, in essence, creating sin. So bringing ourselves into that space of oneness, of knowing that everything and everyone, even the most trying and most difficult circumstances and people, they're all a reflection and a refraction of Source and of you, of God and of you. Now, this may not be a way that you wish to express your light and your infinite essence, and that's okay, because we're not all here to express in the same way. But I encourage you to refrain from judging. And this is difficult at best. It may feel a little bit impossible, but judgment keeps us in the endless loop of separation, and we want to transcend. Transcendence is what we are aiming to do, to really transcend the limitations of our earthly experience. And we transcend by aligning with our light, with our soul, by bringing down that soul essence, by embodying and expressing our soul mission. So you may be here to share the gift of music, of song, of healing. You may be here to share the gift of wisdom. You may be here to share the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is something that has been coming very strongly for me. It's been coming in hot this month. Actually, even before the new moon, which began the lunar cycle, I've been feeling like my third eye, my intuition has been expanding to a degree. Like, it was kind of ridiculous, because it had been raining, and my beloved was about to walk the dogs, and I told him, no, don't walk the dogs. He looked at me, he's like, it stopped raining. I'm like, no, it's going to start raining again. It's going to start raining in a few minutes. And literally, like, a few minutes later, it started raining, downpouring torrential rain. And I was like, whoa. And he just looked at me. He was like, okay. And that's what I'm talking about. When we are in alignment, when we take the time to purify, to do our practices, to create the space, to clear the waters of our creation, we receive this information. We don't know where we received it from, but it's accurate. And we act upon it. We take action on those intuitive hits, and they guide us into alignment. And they actually bring us confirmation of what our gifts are and what we're here to share and to express. So every being has a unique purpose and a unique mission. Every being is here to express and to share something, some aspect of the infinite light of creation that is manifesting through you. And that is beautiful. That is truly beautiful. That we are all here as aspects of creation, of divine, God, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, to express, to embody, to share creation, to continue creation. And this is really, really beautiful. And then if we're to look at one another as, oh, you're sharing this frequency of creation, and honor one another from that space of we are sharing an aspect of creation, each of us, how much more beautiful would the world be? Would be if we could actually do that. If we could actually honor one another for each being's contribution to creation, to expanding creation. So it can kind of seem harsh to tell someone, well, you chose your circumstances, and you chose the family, and you chose the stuff you were going to go through. However, I believe it's the most empowering thing you can share. Because if you chose it, that means you knew very well that you can transcend it, that you can transform it, that there was an alchemy, there was a lesson that your soul would take from this experience that would strengthen and benefit your soul. And that's powerful. That's powerful to be able to have taken on such trials and such tribulations and such experiences that are not for the faint of heart, to have transcended them and utilized them to create something beautiful, to rise even higher, to birth something even more magnificent than you could have ever imagined. That's amazing. And we should all be very proud of ourselves and very content and still striving, because that's what we're here to do. But we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves, so hard on ourselves to the point that we're mean and we say nasty things in our heads about us. And none of it is true. All of those, that inner critic is a liar. That ego personality that wants to keep you small is just controlling and manipulating you. It's not your true essence. Your true essence is light. Your true essence, your true nature is love. Your true nature is infinite oneness. You're one with all that is, with every tree, with every bush, with every butterfly. Everything is an aspect of creation, and you yourself are creation, creating infinitely in your form that is perfect. You may want to be healthier, and that's good, because we should be healthy. We should feel vibrant, and we should want to get up and go. But let's let go of the judgment of ourselves, of each other, and let's embody love. Let's radiate love in our light. Let's do the work. Do the work to cleanse, to purify, to clear away the layers of karma and trauma and the past life beliefs and nonsense that we came here to transcend. Because it's doable. It's just a matter of if we want to, and that's the free will. Not everyone is meant to awaken. Not everyone is awakening. Not everyone is awake. And being woke is not awake. I'm sorry to break it to you. You may absolutely hate me for that, but it's not. Because anything that keeps us in separation is only going to perpetuate this world of duality. And this world of duality is what we are here to transcend and transform. Not by escaping it and thinking that, you know, oh, we're going to ascend to fifth dimension and all of a sudden everything's going to be hunky-dory. No. We transcend by clearing our stuff, by purifying, doing our work, and then bringing in more light, embodying it, learning how to be the vessel and the light. Because both are what is needed. You cannot just have one expression of it. It's both. Because both are needed. So, in summation, knowing what your soul purpose is, what your mission is only part of it, because it's pointless to know what your purpose is, to know what your mission is, if you haven't cleared the space, if you haven't done the purification and prepared the physical vessel to receive the mission and to embody it and to act upon it. If we haven't cleared the triggers and the karmas and the limiting beliefs, and we can't do this simultaneously, it's not either or, it's not a linear path. You can be constantly purifying and clearing and doing your work and channeling, embodying, and sharing your light. They're not mutually exclusive. So it's pointless to know what we're here to share if we haven't done the work to create the space, to till the field, so to speak, to allow the seeds to be planted in fertile soil, to be watered by clean water, and to grow and be nourished and nurtured. So I encourage you to look at your triggers with a sense of awe and gratitude. Look at your family members, particularly those and friends, particularly those you have a challenging relationship with, as your biggest allies, because they're the ones that are going to show you what needs to be healed, activated, transmuted within you for you to step into another iteration and to receive of yourself and to receive more of your mission, to receive more of your light. And remember you are infinite. If you like to sing, see if you can connect to that song of your soul that I spoke of, that these women and these tribes, that they connect with the song of the baby before the baby's born, and they sing it until the baby is conceived. See if you can connect with that song, with that beauty, with that true part of you. And remember who you are. Remember you are infinite oneness. You are infinite cosmic radiant. You are beautiful. You are needed. You are absolutely needed. You are worthy. You are deserving. And you are loved. Many of us didn't hear that growing up. You are seen, you are loved, you are cherished, you are fully supported. That safety element, that's something else that we didn't get. At least not my generation, Generation X. So yeah, we didn't get too much of that. We were off on our own, which gave me a great sense of independence. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm incredibly independent because of it. And I think that's made me very strong. And that's also allowed me to settle into my feminine by letting go of that strength. So it's a lot of unraveling and a lot of doing your work, but it's beautiful to know what your purpose is and to be living it. And I think the young ones are doing a fabulous job about it, because many of them are living their soul purpose, and they're only 19 or 18 or 20. And I think that's beautiful, and I can't wait to birth my own little light beings and see what they are here to share. Because we are here to share and teach our parents just as they are here to teach us. It's not a hierarchy, which I think is something that some people tend to think of, you know, parents, children are meant to be seen and not heard. That's something that we need to clear. And so blocks to the throat chakra and blocks to the root chakra. So sense of safety, security, protection, and expressing your truth. That's what we're going to be working on in the sound activation. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this inspiring, that it lit you up in some way. and encouraged and inspired you to start your own journey to discover even more of your light and how you can embody even more of your light, even more of your soul, and how you can express and share that. So do check out the sound activation, which is going to clear this space. And if you enjoy this, thumbs up, subscribe, notifications on, share, follow me on Instagram. I do share activations, sound, as well as mantra practices and little practices that we can do in order to create your own spiritual practice. And you can mix and match and see what resonates with you. You can follow me on Instagram, as I said, it's at Aria Lara, AURIALARA, or at Hold the Shekhinah, HOLD the THE Shekhinah, SHEKINAH. You can also find me on YouTube, where I share longer form videos than on social media, Instagram. So I look forward to connecting with you. As always, 5-star review, share, like, subscribe, all the